Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Sissies, we are in a state.
Is there a new flavor of Oreos?
No.
Oh, they finally started a gay men who can knit subreddit?
No! And if they did that subreddit, I would report it for being sad.
Well, what is it then? Some new Keira Knightley movie?
Close. Sissies, we are excited for Vanderpump Villa, a new reality show starring Lisa Vanderpump.
Now on Hulu. Oh yeah, it looks delish and the guys are really hot.
It's not only about the hot men, Maddie. This is a high-class show, and Lisa Vanderpump is taking us across the pond. Sissies, in this gorgeous new show, you can join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside.
With really hot French guys?
No. Well, maybe. Stop distracting me. Sissies, meet the elite staff as they work, live, and play together 24/7 while dealing with rivalry, romance, and misadventures. But don't get it twisted. The staff will need to meet Lisa's high standards as they try to provide once-in-a-lifetime experiences for their guests.
True. And Lisa has a staff. Mixologists, chefs, housekeepers, event coordinators, and a chateau manager.
Who's really, really hot.
I knew you'd get there. But sissies, not everybody has what it takes.
Oh no, it gets messy. So get prepared, sissies, because Vanderpump Villa has first-class luxury and world-class drama.
Watch new episodes of Vanderpump Villa every Monday, now on Hulu.
Reunion!
Yay, Poodle has a hickey on his neck.
You just went right into it.
Oh, I was so ready to talk about that. Y'all, come over here. And
I didn't think it was very noticeable.
It looks like a vampire. not even a vampire, but a vampire bat has latched onto you.
I don't know why men give me hickeys. As soon as I know they're doing it, I tell them to stop.
But
There's something about my swanish neck. My elongated, beautiful alabaster neck.
I know what happens is that you tell them to stop, but then, because I've been there, but I have a little more self-control. You tell them to stop, they're kissing on neck, but then suddenly you feel the tip of that dick just rub it up against the back door and you go say, do whatever.
Or I do this. And I expose my neck to them,
y'all,
like a vampire.
He looked like a fucking person in a bath in a Calgon commercial.
I have such a vampire fetish. Like, if I could, like, that is the one thing that I'd probably do. Like, in a weird, like, at the outside, those crazy outside fetishes that are probably kind of dangerous for you.
So, like, if someone wanted to pretend to be a vampire?
Oh, I'd totally be into it. Totally. Totally be into it.
I'm so worried. I'm going to have to drive to like a field
in Long Beach.
In Nevada to identify your body one day.
Down by the pier. You know what? This conversation is a lot more interesting than this reunion, I've got to say.
Y'all, this is a reality show about people that are friends.
Is it? His penis was in your vagina.
I have to say, Lindsay was the star of this reunion.
And she looked the best, too.
Well, she did, but she was made fucking up. Like, yeah. Her hair was a little much for me. Her makeup looked, but she did look, I loved her outfit.
Let's talk about outfits, because I don't even want, you're right, her makeup was a little much, but her outfit, she won the looks competition.
Actually, Danielle won for me.
Really? Oh, I thought
Danielle was a little bit more of a transformation with her with her the hair up, and I loved it.
I didn't get the dress. The dress was too ordinary for me.
I didn't care for Amanda's jumpsuit, but I'm not into jumpsuits.
It looked like she was going to the gym. Well, it was so bad.
They put so much bronzer on her. She looked like an Oompa Loompa.
It didn't fit her
well.
Like
a grown-up one.
The proportions were bad. All of it.
I liked her makeup. She was the loser. Bronzer.
She was the loser.
Yeah, because Hannah looked really pretty, I thought.
Her makeup looked good. That whole 80s thing she tries to do, she pushes it to the edge.
However, Paige, I thought, pulled the 80s flawless. I thought her hair and her makeup were perfection.
I must say, on anyone else, that dress would have been a disaster.
It totally worked
for
her.
She totally pulled it off.
She totally, yeah.
The makeup was everything. Sierra looked good. I wanted more.
I kind of would. She was more understated.
Yeah.
And she looked beautiful. Like, her hair kind of looked the same that we had seen. And I was like, girl, this is like reality prom.
Yeah, I know. It is reality prom.
That's what they should call these, prom.
Because even on the show, she looked so good sometimes.
Yeah, because she's a beautiful woman.
Yeah, I found this a little lacking. Let's talk about the men. Kyle looked like he normally does, very bravoed out.
Yeah.
With his coat.
Bronze as well. He and Amanda are the bronze
Carl
wonder twins.
Carl looked gorgeous.
He looked gorgeous. And I know that we're...
We're biased.
We're biased, yeah.
He is the hottest Bravo
male
brother ever. You said
biased. I was going to say, and I know that we're dick pigs.
Motherfucker. Luke's double-breasted jacket.
I thought he looked okay.
It made him look bigger than he is.
Oh, you have to be careful.
It wasn't fitted as well as it could have been.
I like Luke actually more with long hair. I like the man bun on Luke.
Well,
He
just looked kind of dirty with like the way his hair was.
I wasn't mad at that.
You know what? I still say he's one of those people who I can look at and go, yeah, he's hot. And then I go, is he?
Spit on me and chop some wood.
Spit in my mouth.
Ooh.
You've never seen people do. Okay,
yes.
I can't believe you just oohed me and you said spit on me.
I'm an asshole.
You are. You're a prudish asshole.
I'm not a prude.
You regale me.
Before we jump in, real quick announcement.
I'm sighing.
We scored an interview. We did it today with Tyler Parrish from Pig Royalty.
We are the new gay Woodward and Bernstein. Deep throat.
Wow. I feel like we're more the documentarians of what was their name of Grey Gardens.
The Maisels, the Gazels. Yeah.
Were they the Maisels? Yep. The brothers, right?
Yep.
Well, sorry, I said Grey Gardens, and then now I'm thinking of Grey Gardens, and then it's always, we're out of the picture.
Now, just watch out.
You guys, if you ever wanted to have a conversation with Jake and I and you don't know what to say, just bring up Grey Gardens, and we'll love
we'll
you.
We'll just talk for like several hours.
Yeah. We had this conversation with Tyler. It was great. It's just going to be a 30-minute little...
From Pig Royalty.
Pig Royalty. It's going to drop on Monday night because we are building up, y'all, that the finale... It is confirmed the finale of Pig Royalty is on Tuesday night.
We're in on the secret.
I don't think it is. So that's going to drop then. And Poodle and I are actually going to try to catch up on Pig Royalty and have all episodes
Hopefully.
Out for you to binge...
Fingers
by
crossed.
Tuesday night. That's what we're hoping for.
We're going to bust our asses.
So that way on Wednesday, you can watch that finale.
You can watch your Pig Royalty.
Anyway, we had a good conversation.
I don't know if there was any tea spilled.
No.
He was good people's, though. He was good time.
He did say when we go to San Antonio, he'd go out and get drunk with us.
And he did. And he also says, put me on that show. I'll be on your show.
You know what? I have to say, I want to go out with Cammie and Keeley, too. I think the five of us will have a good time.
It was a fun interview, though. He's super down to earth.
He is. We're very proud for him.
Had some good shade about Michelle Bolero, too.
Had some good shade. Yeah, he did have good shade. So anyway, that'll be coming. And, I think that's about it. And we're going to announce our May charity soon. Our April charity is Asian Americans Advancing Justice. So that's in the Facebook group. You can give to that directly. Look on one of our announcements.
On the Sissy Squad.
Or you can go to the website yourself. I don't know. I haven't checked in like a week how much we've raised.
We're a little behind on that. Okay. But I'm planning, I think it'll probably... By the end of today, we'll push it because it's April 30th now when we're...
So, y'all, even if you can give a dollar...
AAJC.org.
That's great. And if you can't, that's okay, too. We get it.
Right.
All right, let's jump into this. So, summer house.
Summer's out. I was talking to you before the show about how whenever... Even when I'm watching Southern Charm, the reunion, I always feel like Andy Cohen is a terrible... MC for these reunions, and you nailed it. I don't give you tons of compliments, but you did nail this.
Well, I have done a lot of hosting, so I can
not familiar.
I've even done. But yeah. I just said that basically.
I said, why do I feel uncomfortable? And in the way he questions the guests.
And what did I say? I forgot.
You said exactly. That's why you're such a good host.
No, I basically...
You said he talks down to...
He's judging them. So you feel like whatever you're going to say to Andy Cohen, he's going to come back with a quick like a garb.
And he's got this like little sneer he does at everyone. And I know you guys are saying, yeah, where have you been? We're not Bravo queens. The first Bravo show we did, we don't really watch Housewives. We did do Salt Lake City because it was new. But now, we just haven't watched it forever.
Watch What Happens Live, maybe.
I can't watch it.
That's his own show, so I get it there. But when you're doing...
It's still a month.
When you're doing the reunion, you kind of want to be more... But, you know, it depends on what you like. Some people think Sean Robinson is very hosty.
Yeah.
And doesn't offer her opinion.
So some people think that he's okay with coming for them.
Because I will give it for Andy, he comes for them.
He does.
It puts them on the defensive. That's not, ironically enough, that's not our style. But some people like that.
It's less that he comes for them and more that he seems that no answer will be good enough. And he keeps trying to get something for them to say something. And he uses these bad puns to get there.
I think... If you want to be a great...
I'm really high on Andy Cohen, y'all. Yeah,
well, if you want to be a great interviewer, and it's like kind of being a therapist or a teacher or a host, you really want to ask questions and not produce as you're hosting.
That's exactly what he's doing. He's producing.
He's a producer. So he's producing as he's hosting to elicit the type of answers he wants that he knows are going to be good sound bites for a trailer to make you watch next week.
Right.
Whereas a host is going to be like, I'm going to ask good questions, hard-hitting questions. What comes from that is what comes from that.
Bring Erica Hill in to do these.
I know.
From the early days of 90 Day Fiancé.
She's busy. She has her own CNN show. Is it CNN?
I don't know.
She's on something. Anyway, so Carl was voted the hottest
Bravo celebrity.
By who?
I don't know.
I think it's a podcast, right? They talked a lot about podcasts.
Two judgy girls.
That's a podcast, though, right?
Yeah. Yes, it's a podcast. I've been mentioned that we want to be on there. You're like, wait, I've heard of Joe Rogan. Is he on a podcast?
Who is this Mark Maron? Who is this?
Mark Burnett. I've heard that he's had several shows.
Anyway, I'm just saying, if you're going to talk about a podcast, I wish they'd bring up ours, but whatever. So
I think that we're small change to Bravo. Yeah.
Let's jump
TLC,
into this.
I mean... They're
supposed to come out with their own podcast.
They have it.
Did it launch?
People say it's awful.
Oh, it launched?
People say it. They're towing company line. Like, it's like too...
But see, and that's a little bit, going back to Andy Cohen, if you are too kind of hosty and not opinionated, people don't like that now.
No, yeah.
So, and people say that about Sean Robinson. She's not opinionated. They want that more.
Right.
I don't know. I think there's a way they could do it. I just feel like Kay Casey. She does it well.
Maybe don't fucking judge harshly everyone you're talking to.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's that little smirk and that kind of like he wrinkles up his face like, yeah, you know you were bad, right?
Yeah, he does.
I don't know. And I know Andy Cohen's got his fans.
I'm bored with him.
I'm not one of them.
Let's jump
into the show.
There's all the niceties. They all come in. Yay, yay. Sierra went back to being a nurse. That's great. Amanda and Kyle had pigs. Who cares about all this shit, y'all? Yeah. Let's talk about the shit. So we're jumping into Hannah and Luke's relationship. And like, there's
those bullshit questions that Andy Cohen basically ghost wrote for them, or the ones that he wanted, like you said, to... To push yes. the scenarios.
So there's still a discrepancy because Hannah basically, Luke says that, basically said, I told her, I remember it was March and we were like sitting on a pier and I said, I think
there was a bird overhead and I was playing my guitar.
Yes, singing a song I wrote.
One time in the sun, girl coming in my bedroom, I got a suit on. You sitting there with your eyes so bright. Love you, girl, in the midsummer night.
That's too good of a rhyme.
You're right.
He would never have sang that.
You're right.
I'm going to stop you right there.
Thank you. I was too good.
You were too good. So, y'all.
Down with the suit on.
That's a little bit better. He is like a
Bob Melvin. Sad eyes okay. in the rain.
I'm sad now. So, Luke said, I thought. He told her, I think it's better off for friends. And Hannah says the complete opposite. She says that Luke didn't say that at all. That Luke was more leading her on. Their conversation in Minnesota. Do you know what I'm...
Yeah.
You're looking at me like you just like... I don't, are thinking about macaroni and cheese.
Hear the crickets chirping. They're calling us in. Cows in the field telling us to love one another.
That's better. That's better. Thank you.
That's his song in Minnesota.
Thank you. But yes. So anyway, so Paige says, you know, it's obvious. It's very obvious that Luke liked Hannah.
Right.
And then Andy does have some fun. See, Andy wants to say quips. He was like, yeah, it's obvious, like, going down on her for 3 hours.
It's like he's doing, his, like, an open mic. And so, I don't know.
It's just like, the way to do that would be instead of, like, but saying, like, I would have think it would have been, see, they say, the thing with Andy Cohen, he'll say this and people laugh about it, whereas I would have said, so, Luke, you went down on Hannah for, like, 3 hours.
Right.
Is that something you do with anyone, or do you usually do that with people you like? Like, call right. them on the behavior.
I agree.
And that doesn't really happen.
It's this also this prudery he's got. And we know he's not one.
Oh, he's a big slutty top.
Yeah. And there's... I think what this whole thing... Did you notice that Paige was right next to Hannah defending her every move?
She really was.
She read that. I guess probably she saw a little bit. She's like, I'm Hannah's friend. And they're best friends. They do Giggly Squad together.
They're not only best
latched,
friends,
they're latched.
They're business partners.
Yes.
So that's like, it's a whole other level. It's the way that Carl and Kyle are always going to defend
We'll always keep each other's
but
backs.
Whereas Carl is just Kyle's employee.
Yeah.
We're
business partners and I still read you for stealth.
That's a problem. That's why we don't do things live or publicly, because I can't trust anything, and you'll destroy our business in one sentence. And then we'll both be broke. Tell me that I'm wrong.
We can have a 10-second edit.
Tell me that I'm wrong. Yeah. More like 30. More like 30.
I'm just keeping it real. That's what I'm doing.
Sometimes have some loyalty. Because you got to give that to Paige. Like, she is a loyal friend. So, Luke's like, we were intimate, and Hannah's like, or Danielle basically jumps in. The second star of this was Danielle to me.
I thought
Danielle brought it and called out all this bullshit.
This is where, because I've been pretty down on Hannah for the last 2 to 3 episodes of this, because it's kind of been little ridiculous things that have been, and little shit, especially with the Dez situation. I do, however, when someone's getting piled on, I react because that triggers me. And everyone on the stage was piling on Hannah, except for Sierra and
Paige.
Yeah. And Danielle was, I don't know. Danielle seems to me to have the least, if Danielle had skin in the game and actually cared about Hannah, I would think it was okay.
Well, what's interesting about
reunions... But she doesn't.
No, that's true. And what's interesting about reunions is, y'all, this is their reactions after they've watched the show.
Yeah.
So they've seen it in a whole new light, and they're reacting to the editing or reacting to maybe... Even Hannah said, like, when she looked back at, like, when Sierra came in the house and she was a little extra, she was like, I cringed at that.
Yeah.
And so... But I don't think anything Danielle said was wrong, because Danielle finally called out, like, I don't understand why the kind of the double standard Hannah had.
I agree with you. I'm saying I wish that had been Amanda saying that instead of Danielle.
I agree with the ganging up, and at the same time, there was ganging up, but then there also was, if you're saying something... And like 20 people around you are saying you're wrong. Now, I'm not talking about like sexual assault or like
right.
things like that, but I just mean like, you know,
yeah.
stuff like this. And everyone's saying you're wrong. Just still take a little bit of self-awareness and ask yourself, what are they seeing that I'm not? Is there something?
I totally agree with you. I'm just saying the last person that should have been would be Danielle.
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe Lindsay. Right after that, because even though Hannah complimented Lindsay for being a strong businesswoman, they don't like each other. Come on.
They can't stand one another.
No, but I think what I was reacting...
And I will say, Kyle, Lindsay... Or no, go ahead.
What I was reacting to was the amount of crosstalk that was allowed...
A lot of crosstalk.
...by Andy that was all... It felt directed right towards Hannah... And everyone would kind of like, it got a little mobby for me.
It was Kyle's energy, to be honest.
Yeah.
Kyle said, what Kyle said mostly was right on, but he gets so emotional, and like we've talked about it since, and he starts yelling and talking over her. It's such a dick behavior.
He loses
his message.
Less emotional than snarky, because as soon as you're snarky, you've decided not to hear the other person.
Yes, and I agree with that, too. He's not hearing her because he does talk over her constantly.
Yeah.
Everything he's saying about Hannah, though,
is true.
I think is spot on.
Yeah.
But anyway,
that's the thing. I feel like Hannah can be reasoned with. I think she is reasonable.
I have 1,000,000% disagree really? With that. Hannah is totally cocooning herself in her own hurt, her own thought. She is not being reasonable at all.
So
she is. Danielle is right when she said Hannah's not taking. Why are you waving in the air?
I think it's a fruit fly.
I thought you were casting a fruit fly. Are you calling me a faggot?
Some bananas were bad.
Hannah is not taking responsibility for anything, and she's saying double standards the whole entire time, like
no,
lies.
I think you're right.
Like when she told Kyle, I've never said anything bad about. I'm like, girl, what fucking planet have you been on?
I think you're right about that. When I say she can be reasoned with, I mean you have to extend the olive branch to her and say almost that you were wrong first. But I'm saying, it's not like a Lindsay situation.
But Amanda did that to her.
True.
And then here she came back with Amanda, thank you for saying it, and then our relationship is toxic.
Right.
And Amanda was like, what the fuck?
The thing is, anyone who's with Kyle, Hannah will never trust, because she's triggered by male figures who yell at her like that.
But even, it all goes back, even the clip they show where her and Kyle are talking and Kyle said, I just don't want to be a scapegoat for your dad, and she flipped out, said, don't talk about my family.
Yep.
And we said this then, but you're the one that brought up your family, Hannah.
Well, that was a particularly irrational part of the show.
She's not handling it well. But Lindsay is putting it out there, and Lindsay basically says, like...
But this is even... Lindsay's going for her, but it's a funnier way.
Well, yeah, because Lindsay...
Right.
You know, Lindsay's the best reality TV.
Oh,
and
God.
So when Hannah's talking about this Luke situation, that's when Lindsay says, another guy's dick was in your vagina. You were dating someone else.
So let me play devil's advocate, and I'm not really siding with Hannah here. Can Lindsay had slept with Dez, but still... At the same time, still have feelings, possibly, and trying to have something with Luke.
So, yeah.
I agree.
I agree. But this is the thing. She, Luke did that to her. And yeah. she was saying, she was calling him a misogynist monster for that. When
wait,
Luke,
I'm
when she found out Luke was dating other girls, like possibly
Sierra.
So, yes, she can do that.
Yeah, I can see your point there.
And Luke could do that. But if you're gonna, I mean, if you're saying that a behavior is so upsetting, but then you're fucking doing it.
Right. No, I get what you're saying. I'm just, I'm putting it out there because I didn't want it to be a judgment on Hannah.
No, fuck yeah, she can. But she can get whatever dick she
but
wants.
But the rest of the cast seemed to have a problem with that.
I took it as, but man, I have to watch it again. I took, they did have a problem with it, but I took it as they were saying it wasn't like a bad thing she was doing of having, but they were saying it was hypocritical because she was holding Luke to the same standard, yet not herself to her that standard.
I didn't even think about the hypocritical part of
that. Well, they said the word hypocritical several times.
Oh, okay.
Like that's totally, you were thinking about what you needed to get at the grocery store, weren't you? Because I know
a
you
little bit.
Yeah, they said Danielle said it was hypocritical. I believe Lindsay even said, Lindsay said, why were you crying about Luke dating other people when you were dating other guys?
Right.
Like, there's no sense in that.
Yeah.
And
I understand that.
I agree to that. And Kyle even said he saw her dating other guys as well, like Zoom chatting with other people.
And I think,
which is great.
I agree. And I think the timeline was questionable. I just don't.
Yeah,
I just
the timeline is questionable.
I just don't know. I don't want anyone to put any stock with the fact that so Hannah slept with that guy.
Yes,
slept with Dez, and so
it's slut shaming talk.
It is,
and so I don't like that either. I didn't take it as that, but maybe I'm a man and I don't know what you know. I'm
right.
So I'm not going to speak. But from my perspective, I do. You're right, though. I wish Andy would have said, "Okay, when were you two talking?"
Right.
When did you first sleep with
him? Shitty hosting.
When did you meet with Dez? When did you start having
zero?
And get a timeline of all this.
He wanted them to cross talk with one another.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
So and Paige then, says, "I'm talking to four guys right now." That's why it sounded to me that it was
no
slut shaming.
Paige wanted it to sound slut shaming because she wants to protect Hannah.
Right.
She's bringing that up to and Sierra too.
Yeah, I don't think I was paying attention.
It really wasn't. I have to say, Danielle said something, and I do think, I'm going to tread lightly of this, because, and if this triggers you, I'm sorry. I don't mean it to. Please let me know. Like, I'm always about, especially.
Are you talking to me?
No.
Oh.
I mean the listener.
Thanks.
I'm not worried about it. Offending you. That was gone.
It's hard to
long
do.
Ago.
It's hard to do. The bloom's off the rose.
I this is jumping ahead a little bit, but kind of towards the end. I agree with Danielle's point that sometimes Danielle uses Hannah uses explosive terminology to describe things that either don't seem to
toxic
be
toxic masculinity
or could be. Yeah. Or aren't that, or often created by her, and she uses...
I also agree with it.
And that was hard, because when she first said that, I was like, fuck you, because I wanted to defend women. But
I agree with you. I did not like, however, when Lindsay piggybacked on that and says, you know, I can fight with guys. That doesn't mean any guy's toxic. I don't understand toxic masculinity.
That was...
Because that's the thing, y'all.
Lindsay, shut up.
Yeah. Yeah.
But Lindsay probably doesn't understand it. She just wants a sandwich.
I also want to clarify that I'm agreeing with you about Hannah. She does say that, and I think that it does help her to get out of situations like that. She uses buzz, and Kyle says you use buzzwords like that,
mm-hmm.
and I think that's true. However,
and that is, I would be honestly if I was a male cast member. I would very much consider not even being on the show next season. Because some things like that can ruin people if it's not true or true. I mean, we want to believe women.
Hannah's an unreliable source by now. But I agree with you.
But yeah.
But I understand what you're talking about, but I think I said to you before, the word toxic has lost a lot of its meaning because it's so ubiquitous.
Yeah, that's true.
And it's the why I was telling myself, I'm going to stop saying the word problematic because it doesn't mean anything anymore. Because people use it as anything that is slightly bothers them.
Like somebody said something about, it was like in the Sissy Squad, like somebody who was like accused of sexual assault. And they said, yeah, he's problematic. And I went,
no.
Problematic is someone who can't stop interrupting during like a teacher's class. Someone who's accused of sexual assault is a fucking monster. Like,
it's a problem.
That's not a problematic word there. I think actually people use it to feel like it maybe it sounds intellectual, but it actually sounds like they're letting people off the hook for really reprehensible behavior.
It's two things. It could be, this is why it doesn't mean anything anymore, because it could be,
let's tease everybody.
Okay.
You're going to tell people what it means, right? When we come back.
I'll tell you what problematic means.
When we come back,
can't wait.
Poodle's going to get on a soapbox when
we
come back.
Here we go.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Poodle, you know when you're listening to a song on the radio and you get the profound feeling that the song playing was written about you?
Oh, it's not a feeling. I know a lot of songs are written about me.
What? Yeah, when they get a little bite of Poodle, it's hard to let go. There are too many songs to even elaborate on.
That's fine. You don't have to tell us about them.
You know, the song The Scientist? About me.
You slept with Chris Martin?
Coldplay.
I know he's from Coldplay.
No, I slept with Coldplay. All of them. Keep up. Lionel Richie, he was stuck on me from the very beginning. Who do you think suggested Nicole should go to boarding school?
Okay, we get it. No, Poodle, I bring this up because apparently you know what it's like to have a song written just for you, but for the rest of us mere mortals.
Your words.
Imagine having the power to gift that same incredible feeling to someone you love with an original song from Songfinch that actually is written just for them. Sissies, Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and it lasts forever.
Oh, I love this idea. Flowers die, chocolates melt, but a song is eternal.
Unless it's a poorly written song, then bury that thing forever. Agreed. But I have to say, the songs from Songfinch are really fantastic. They're thoughtful, and they sound like something you would hear on the radio.
Okay, but is it hard to set up? Probably takes a lot of work, right?
Not at all. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
Well, that sounds easy enough.
I know. I just submitted a song request for something I want to use on our tour, and I cannot wait to get it back. And based on the sample recordings I heard when I was choosing the singer, it's going to be so good. I also love that they had unique add-ons that make the gift even more special, like a vinyl record of your song or a one-of-a-kind art piece made from your lyrics. Or you could even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Well, Maddie, I want to have a song written about me.
But Poodle, you just said you had.
I want more.
Hush. Sissies, whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, or an upcoming graduation or wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their songs to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us too. songfinch.com/realitygaze.
You know, Manny, this reminds me, you know that song from the Four Tops, Can't Help Myself?
Oh, I love that song. Sugar Pie Honey Bunch.
Yep, about me. And the funny thing is, they really are Four Tops.
Here she is, ladies. Here she is, gentlemen.
Press the applause.
With the definition of problematic.
Turtle Boudreaux Anthony.
That's a really big thing for me to like give you a very nerdy decision. No, I was saying that the problem is it's one of either thing. It's one of either two things. It's either an underestimation. What are you looking at?
I'm always making sure we're recording.
It's either an underestimation of someone, of something that someone has kind of underestimating someone's questionable behavior.
Mm-hmm.
And because you don't want to say the actual thing.
Yeah.
Or it's a random thing you throw out there because people are kind of either canceled or for saying so-and-so's very problematic. And someone goes, ooh, really? People find him problematic? Guess I won't listen to them. So it's a thing. It's a thing
it's
that...
It's not really descriptive at
it's
all.
It's not descriptive. It's kind of... You know what it is?
Like Harvey Weinstein shouldn't be... He's not problematic.
Should not, no. Scott Rudin is not problematic.
Yeah, let's not call these people what they are.
It kind of feels like that all of us on this hill who want to be cool and we all want to be on the same page and to be able to say, yeah, so-and-so's problematic. They're not here with us.
Mm.
And it's an easier way to say it.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah, so I think, like I said, it's one of two things. It's either an underestimation. You're not telling all the bad things someone's doing. It's an oversimplification. That's over you. Or it's not really anything. You're just saying they kind of say some things I don't like, and they kind of are over here, and I don't want them around me.
Was that worth the commercial break, everybody?
It wasn't.
Let us know.
But I'm saying that's why the word.
No, now, I get it.
And I'm saying problematic means something, and the word toxic means something, but due to it being overused and used incorrectly so much, it's losing its meaning.
I agree.
You look at me like, I'm so ready to move on.
I am. But you gotta let Poodle get words out.
So that's
kind of the whole Hannah Luke conversation. As Paige said, I feel we're over this.
Next question.
And so we get a little bit of, real quick, of Sierra. They talk about our messy room. They talk about how Sierra thought Carl was the hottest person in the house. And yeah. Carl thought Sierra was her person. So y'all date already.
What are you waiting for?
And so that's where we get a little bit of Sierra and Luke were together. And then Luke ghosted Sierra for 8 months.
But they fucked. But they were rebounds for each other.
But then he finally ghosted her for 8 months. She had no idea.
Well, because he got back together with his ex-girlfriend.
He didn't tell her that.
Which is shitty.
And good for Andy did say, don't you think it would have been better to maybe let her know that? And Luke was like, well, in retrospect, but Luke doesn't have a spine.
Unfortunately, he said, don't you think it would have been nice to let her know that? Not in a way of trying to offer a perspective.
I know.
In a shaming way.
I know. So
not that he should not be shamed for it, but
Luke was like, yeah, you know, and so then they asked, like, where are you now with Sierra? He's like, you know, I'm indifferent. You know, she can live her life.
I wish her the best.
And then I loved it. Lindsay was like,
no, you don't mean that.
I hate it when I say that. You don't mean that. You wish her a decent life? Who's
you know
Tracy?
What? You know what? Totally agree with Lindsay.
100%. That is
this
him.
My favorite thing. My favorite thing of the whole tell-all.
That is her calling him on being a gaslighting fuck.
Yeah, I do agree that most of the time when people say, I wish them the best, That means
fuck the fuck off.
Fuck your fucking dick off.
Fuck and fuck off, and I never want to fucking fuck you again.
And yes, it's, and it is all in tone. But when you say I wish them the very best, that is because everyone else is expecting you to say that you don't know what to say. So you're painted in a corner. So you have to say something. So you say I wish for them the best. Garbage.
Good for you, Lindsay.
Lindsay is right.
Give Lindsay a show. I'd watch it.
You know. She's kind of been the hero for this season.
Can Lindsay be on The Single Life? That, like, combine those two. TLC, grab her.
I think Lindsay has really been the saving grace of the season for me.
For sure. For sure. Have you listened to the Kate Casey interview yet with her?
No, I have not today.
I haven't, but...
Is it worth anything?
I have.
Does she have a? Since she is a PR person, I know she knows what to say.
Sissy did tell. One of the sisters came at me and said it was good, but I'm not going to say why.
Okay,
listen. Okay, so
who's Tracy?
So, real quick, obviously she's broken. Y'all, we haven't, but she's broken up with Steven, right?
Yeah.
Do we know that for a fact?
Yeah.
Oh, she is already like talking.
They're over. They're over.
So they talk about her birthday. And she was like, "Yeah, he didn't," but she says he didn't check in with me at all about how I felt with my friends, like. And she says that Steven signed off on all of her timeline.
I don't know. That's true. Yeah. Or he said it. Or right before they were about to bang, she's like, "Can you look at this timeline and see if you sign off on it?"
And then he's
trying to like pummel her.
Yeah. He's like, "Sure." And then one of my most favorite things we find out, and Hannah actually said this. Maybe Danielle, but someone said. Steven wasn't working all the time. Hannah saw him playing Minecraft.
I think that was a joke.
I don't think it was.
Oh, really? They didn't follow that. They tried to act like it, but I don't know.
Because Lindsay said, no, I don't believe he was working all the time.
Oh, okay. Maybe. I was barely paying attention.
I know. And then we get a little bit of when Andy said, but so Lindsay, you aren't taking birth control. And she says, you know, such a good forward step for women.
I'm hormonal anyway. Why would I take anything? I'd be so worse.
It's going to fuck up my hormones.
Wow. And all women just went, ah, I've been trying. Anyway.
I want to say that when there was a viewer question, and it was to Lindsay, and she's like, wow, Lindsay, I almost think that Hannah's been following your timeline closer. Hannah's actually following your clip. Following your timeline closer, and Lindsay went.
Lindsay had a couple of good faces of.
Y'all, she could have bit through an actual.
She would have gone on Twitter and annihilated that person.
I know. She could have bit through a metal rebar at that point.
She sure could have. They kind of move on. I mean, again, it kind of builds towards the end, but basically, let's talk about the. Hannah and Kyle fight. And so, you know, basically Hannah says, they start to, and this is again where Hannah's like, she always
and
says,
Danielle brings this up.
Hannah basically says, you know, I've always rooted for them. I've always rooted for Kyle.
That's a lie.
Like Gary,
that's a
Gary,
lie.
Roll the tape.
Roll the seasons
of tape.
And the thing about it is,
we see you talking to Paige, completely eviscerating them.
Yeah, but you know what it is? Hannah has that ability to kind of act like that, and in a way, this is the weirdest thing. And I know people like this, where you have such selective. You know who they know who they are, and they'll say lots of shit. But she has such a selective memory. That in that moment, I don't think she believes that she didn't talk bad about them. I really believe that.
Oh, yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah. And that's why Hannah, I don't know why I become Hannah defender, because I'm really not.
Well, we like her. We had her on the
show.
No,
but I'm saying she's made a mess of all her relationships this summer. I am totally honest about that.
I think it's
she'd probably agree with that.
I think it's more of concerning of sometimes people don't even know they're being manipulated to isolate people in their life
yeah.
by someone they're dating. So but that's maybe this thing
is a Dez thing.
I think a lot of it has to do with that. That's me.
I think he's bad news.
Dez is triggering to me just from past dealing with stuff with friends and family that were in those relationships.
I want to
Maybe we're wrong. I hope
they
so.
They were they're still kind of going at Hannah like.
Well, basically they talk crazy. About how Amanda again, she says, "Look, how come it's okay for you to raise your voice and scream at me and scream at everybody else, no one can scream at you?"
Which is the best kind of argument anyone raised against Hannah this entire reunion.
Yes. And so, and Hannah, again, she said, "I do yell and I do take responsibility." And that's kind of where it started to break down, because that's when she doesn't like people yelling, and then Kyle starts yelling, and not only yelling, but talking over her.
Yeah.
Kyle's got a really... I mean, at some points, we saw Amanda putting her hand over Kyle's mouth.
Well...
Because he does do that. It's a horrible
he's
habit.
He's got a little bit of a...
It's not a horrible habit.
He's got a
it's
little...
It's misogynist.
Little bit
that
of
is
a,
misogynist.
He's got a little bit of a... little bit. He's a bully at times. And and especially... I think he probably was bullied growing up.
For
and
sure.
It's all transference for him. He especially will bully if he sees someone who's committing something, he thinks he has to do it and he gets involved.
I agree. I agree.
So she starts crying and
she's crying and then
Sierra gets involved.
Sierra gets involved, yes.
And then it's y'all
Then it all kind of falls apart here.
They logistically put the three youngest cast members together.
Well, yeah, they're friends.
I know, but I'm saying...
They're also probably quarantined together. I bet they've hung out.
Yeah. And
where Lindsay's like, okay, here you go with the fake tears, Hannah. And Kyle's like, here comes the acting. That's not...
That's shitty to do to anyone.
That's shitty, yeah. I agree with that.
You're right. That's when I went, okay, I'm out.
Because that's like... Look, what y'all were saying could have been helpful, but instead it completely was.
Yeah. Now you've actually kind of like disallowed her feelings.
Like, not to give credit to the Southern Charm cast, but there are moments where they were kind of like ganging up trying to convince like of Catherine or something, and they did a better job of this.
I agree.
But they're Southern.
And it's interesting because
I say the Southern like you really are taught not to yell like that.
It's interesting because the same idea where Hannah handled it by crying, getting emotional. You go back to the Southern Charm reunion and think about Craig and Madison. Think about how they were doing the same kind of thing with crosstalk.
Yes.
And Craig, who was bombed, and Madison is just firing it right back in a way that did not make her look good.
Yes.
And in a way, and Hannah benefited from and looked wind went up looking a little better in the end because everyone piled on her.
Mm-hmm.
So it's interesting because in general, Madison was given very negative reviews for that reunion.
Mm-hmm.
And Hannah, of course, has been the biggest troublemaker this season.
Yeah.
But now Hannah had two people beside her defending her.
Yeah.
And at the end, Madison did not.
Well, Madison, she's not Southern at all.
No, she is. She's very Southern. Yeah, she's not Southern.
Act it.
Yeah.
She doesn't act it.
Look at you. You are a Madison stan.
A medicine.
Oh. Madison stan.
Oh yeah. She's still gorgeous. Love it. What else was I going to say? Pardon me. I love it. Hannah said, I was confused when Kyle came at me about their relationship, about how I came at them about their relationship. Cut to Lindsay, who literally looks like someone farted. She's like going.
She went.
Her expressions were.
I wish there was a camera on Lindsay the entire show.
Oh, for sure. So then they kind of say, like, Paige, what's the deal?
Why are
you going to take sides?
And she's like, listen, she had also, this is a great comment.
Paige could be a politician.
She said, I'm Hannah's friend, not her mom. And because last season I tried to get involved with her and Luke, she didn't listen to me.
And so, that, she said that backfired.
Yeah, and so she's like, Paige is being very diplomatic here and saying, you know, Hannah and I get along. This is how we get along in our relationship. And not all friends have to listen to all friends.
No, I agree with that.
Yeah. And in a way, I can say that, because I think Hannah probably does advise her, but, you know, Hannah was saying things like, do you want to be with Perry? And she's like, I don't know. She's like, maybe you don't want to be. She's like, I don't know. So Paige wasn't taking any advice either.
Yeah. They're very much like listening friends in a good way.
Yeah,
I
agree.
Just offer advice. That's a good point.
Yeah, thank you.
A blind pig finds an acorn. Unless you're Kit Kat. Spoiler alert.
Oh, poor Kit Kat.
Anyway, we're going to talk about that later.
I think I also wrote...
I don't have much more, actually. I mean, they have this one...
Danielle keeps coming for Hannah.
That's where they have that conversation. Danielle's really pissed at Hannah, you can tell. And so...
I get why because these are her friends and she feels that
she said you talk about toxicity when you're the actual most toxic person in the house,
right?
From what we saw in the edit,
I agree.
Danielle's not wrong.
I agree.
Danielle is not wrong.
She did instigate most of a lot of the problems started with her.
It really is. Hannah is hurt. I don't know what else is going on in her life, but she is hurt, and it's that thing of hurt people will choose to hurt people, like Renee says. And so it's I feel like she's wrapped up in a lot of her own hurt. And also, the worst time to get in a relationship is when you're a hurt person, and that's why it's so worrisome about her and Dez.
I will say is that Hannah is not calculating about how she appears on television at all.
I don't think she's calculating.
Which is why I think she is good TV in that way.
I think she is reacting moment to moment.
Yeah.
And that's why she flip-flops so much.
Right.
Because she doesn't have... She doesn't... Paige is... And that's why I think her and Paige get along. Paige is very loyal, very, very kind of focused.
Yeah.
Hannah is like id.
And she's exactly, just, Paige is very aware of how she she appears on
Hannah
television.
Is not.
Nope.
And that's why people are like, but you're flip-flopping. I think it's just she's, and I don't mean this in a, like a, oh, women are emotional. Men can be this way too.
No, you're not saying that.
Have you seen Poodle when he's hangry? But she is just very emotional.
Right.
And it's that's why it seems erratic.
And the male cast member who... is the worst at this because he's trying to be everyone's class president is Luke.
Yeah.
Luke is so obsessed about how he's going to appear and what people are going to think about
him. Well, Luke doesn't want to have emotion at all.
Right.
He doesn't want to feel. Feeling is not a comfortable place for him.
Yeah.
Being with Hannah is the worst person to be with you.
Yeah. He's like an emotional support golden retriever. That's what he could do.
And Hannah needs to be with somebody who's like, because Dez is the same way.
Oh,
he's moment to moment. Hannah needs to be with somebody who's like sober, who like can manage their emotions.
Interesting.
They're aware of what's happening because Hannah needs that a little bit. She needs someone that's really thought about how do my emotions affect my behavior and leads to actions I'm not happy with.
Hannah needs like three bad relationships in her life.
I think she's going to get one.
Me
hope
too.
It's not a marriage.
That at least two need to destroy her, and she needs to start over.
Wow. We should move on. Because that's not going to go good.
No, I'm just saying, you guys, that sometimes we all need that. We all need that self-immolation burning of all of Valhalla around us.
It's true.
We all need that to realize what we don't want.
Well, Hannah says, you know, she says this to Kyle. You can't villainize me when I've never said bad things about you.
Yeah.
Honey, Paige, I wrote before the lightning strikes.
I wrote LOL on a lot of these.
And that's where they bring up where Hannah said, we're only friends with Kyle because you're paid to be.
Mm.
So here's a little bit of tea, y'all, because I feel like they said it. Hannah did say that to us off camera off of our, yep, she off did. Our recording.
So, so we can confirm that
we
now.
We can confirm that. And she did say that on that podcast.
We can confirm that.
So, and she said that, but the thing is, she never said, and I think what they want her to say, Hannah will never say, yes, I said that, and I said that because I felt this.
Right.
She always will say
she'll need
like,
to be defensive
say,
about
I
it.
I said some crazy shit.
Right.
And she blows it off like she was just talking down her ass. But you can't say hurtful things and then not tell people why these hurtful things.
As soon as I heard that, I'm like, oh yeah, she said that.
To us.
Yeah.
We heard her. So, and it's funny, Paige, the thing about Hannah, she remembers everything. I'm like, no, I don't think she does.
No,
Paige.
She doesn't. No, she has very selective memory. And even if she does remember it, it is put into this kind of vault of it's too malevolent to hurt her. It's
and
too much.
Hannah is very self-deprecating and will joke about everything. But that's where Carl brings up, you said a joke that I was like on Adderall on drugs on a podcast.
Yeah.
And Hannah's like, no, I didn't mean it like that. And that was really hurtful. Like, that's, she's been fine with Carl. And then now he's kind of the last one who finally is like, that was really fucking hard
that's
for me.
I can't believe she made that joke.
I think she, again, like you said, she doesn't really, y'all remember she's young. She doesn't, and I don't mean that as an excuse. I mean, I don't think she sits down and thinks about how her words will affect people.
She's got a lot of the same stand-up comedy things to that she kind of, it's like, pick me, pick me, pick me, please. Pick me.
Yeah.
Pick me. I'll do anything if you'll pick me. It's that kind of thing. No, but seriously, pick me.
But seriously, pick me. Y'all, this is a show about a group of friends. Who's Tracy? That's all
this
I have.
This is a show about a group of friends.
And then Kyle walks off stage and says, you're the most self-absorbed person I know. And the next episode,
music.
Hannah's going to walk off because apparently Luke drops a bombshell that everybody's like, whoa. Computer says no. That's it, y'all. It was kind of meh. It was all over the place. I didn't love it.
I love TLC tell-alls much more than Bravo reunions.
Much more. You learn a little bit more about people. It's a better better reunion.
Although that Las Vegas reunion, Housewives of Las Vegas reunion was something.
I didn't see that.
Oh, someone like Mary. Mary showed spilled all the tea.
Oh,
oh wow. Yeah. This is pre-Jen Shaw getting arrested.
Let's hope so. Y'all, that's the show. You can go to realitygazepodcast.com. You can find Poodle on Cameo. You can find me on Cameo.
I have so many to do.
But hey, you asked for it. Your computer just arrived today.
It did.
Look at that. Just money you flushed down the drain. Doesn't it feel good?
You're an asshole. I said I should have on my computer, every time I buy something, it goes, cha-ching.
Cha-ching.
And then there's a graphic of my bank account going, ooh.
Like the United Way, but opposite.
Exactly.
Y'all, we appreciate it if you leave 5-star reviews on Apple Podcasts. And just if you don't know what to say, it always helps to write. So
Keep going, Queens.
You can write that. So we'll see you next week when we jump into
Reunion, the part two.
So remember, if you don't know where you're going, you don't know what to do, you seem a little confused, you can always ask yourself one question, Poodle.
Who's Tracy?
Who's Tracy?
Who's Tracy?
Poodle, I need to talk to you about something that happened at our New York live show.
The lying designer said it was his first time and that his wife didn't care.
No, Poodle. It's just that people are talking about your outfit from the show.
Oh, yes. My corset that I bought online that was specially made for my body. It accentuated my creamy shoulders and gave me a waist cinched for the gods.
Well, also, I don't know how to say this, but some sissy said their male husbands noticed your
caboose. Men flock to my posterior. It makes sense.
No, the other side. They noticed your junk.
Oh, my.
And apparently there was some jealousy. I can't believe I'm talking about this. But some men said you looked very junk forward, and some male sissies in the audience were a little jealous.
Well, they should be. I bring the heat. Well, if I'm honest, Maddie, I've got a little secret.
Oh, I know you banged the guy that organizes your building's trash bins.
How dare you mention Orlando? I can neither confirm nor deny. No, Maddie, I mean, those male sissies don't need to be jealous at all. Well, maybe a little jealous. But they, too, can be junk-forward like me. My secret is that I wear the contoured pouch and ball caddy from MeUndies.
The contoured pouch and ball caddy?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy. Not only is MeUndies underwear comfortable and breathable, but it also makes my junk look huge!
MeUndies, who knew?
Yes, and MeUndies has looks for all types of people. From all black classics to fun, expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small through 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
Oh, and I do know that MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Their lounge collection is incredible, featuring joggers, hoodies, and onesies, and more. And it is unmatched comfort because MeUndies' signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear.
Well, not only are they cozy, but MeUndies uses sustainably sourced materials and works with partners that care for their workers. And if you're not happy with your first pair of MeUndies, it's on MeUndies.
Well, poods, now that I'm living the single life like Nuttily, I need to advertise. I'm getting some MeUndies.
I don't want to hear about your sex life on the podcast. Sissies, good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/realitygaze.
That's MeUndies.com/realitygaze for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.